love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Hit the theme tune. I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Do you know what? When you've not heard that for 2 weeks, it makes you realise how good it actually is.
Do you think having that gap has helped?
It's just, like, freshened it up for me totally. I really like it. I'm finding this a bit weird.
Why?
Because I'm not used to talking to you anymore.
Right. What's it? You've got. What do you mean? You'll find this whole radio show quite weird today.
I feel like I don't quite know what I'm doing.
Okay, so this is Tap End, where Chris reads out bits from his past.
Yeah, we've done this before.
Oh no, yeah, but I've not done it for a while. So.
Well, you don't really do much, do you? You just sit there and go. Whilst
That's
Chris
true.
Reads it out. So.
So you might as well crack on.
Yeah. Oh, you have to say Ruddo at the start.
Oh yeah.
Well,
okay.
No.
Yeah.
We'll do.
I got it.
Sorry.
I got it. I'm back.
When we're ready. I'm going to take you to my 12th year at the Tap End, if you're keen.
Keen. You say keen or...
Keen. Right?
Yeah. And I'm actually ready to go right away. There's no explanation needed, so ready.
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 Are you or not?
Because you need to get in the right frame of mind when you read, when you narrate.
I don't know if that was a dramatic
pause. Sorry, no, it wasn't a dramatic pause. It's just there is sometimes a gap. Okay. Whilst you steady yourself.
Okay. Steady.
No, not steady. No, let's not start that. No, let's not. Right. Generally at school, the days and weeks blurred into one. School could be quite boring, doing the same timetable of lessons and daytime routines, and wearing the same uniform every day. As far as school uniforms went, our school's wasn't the worst. Standard white shirt and school trousers, and a green, white and black tie. Other schools in the area had horror stories of uniforms, including one school with a brown and yellow uniform, which made even the generally accepted hottest girl at that school, at the time, lose points.
Just because of the uniform?
Yeah, it wasn't right. I mean, there was nothing they could do with that.
Did they look like mechanics?
Or bumblebees?
Yeah, I suppose like bumblebees.
Did they wear a hat?
The brown and yellow one?
Yeah.
They did, I think, actually. No, I think they had to in sick form.
Oh, God.
Why do you suddenly have to wear a hat in sick form?
I don't know. It's one of those strange, like...
It's like normally you're allowed to take your tie off or like wear a different coloured shirt or like do some... You get benefits of being in sixth form, not like you'll wear this hat.
That's nothing to look forward to, is it? Oh, I can't wait to sixth form so I get the hat.
Yeah, so I can doff my cap to all the year sevens.
It was an odd dress code, wasn't it? But occasionally, dotted throughout the year to help break the cycle, was what was known in our school as Mufti Day. Mufti Days enabled us to turn up at school in whatever outfit we liked. It was a non-uniform day. I'm not quite sure why it was called Mufti Day. Perhaps that is the Latin for this traditional school event. What did you guys call it?
Our school just used to say non-uniform, but my mum used to say Mufti Day.
Mine was non-uniform.
Was it?
Google it. Mufti.
I don't think it's Latin.
I think it's the Latin for...
Come as you are.
Yes. England shirts only.
On Wikipedia it says refers to ordinary clothes.
Yeah, but what is...
Oh, it originates from the Middle East, is Arabic.
Ah.
Every day is a Mufti Day at Radio 1.
It is. Mm. Look at me, Mufti.
Yeah, I'm Mufti today as well. The great thing about Mufti Day was it changed the whole feel of the school. Everyone was happier, and the whole day seemed a lot more fun. The only exception to this would be the pupils that would forget that it was Mufti Day and turn up in school uniform. There was always one, and they would usually end up having to wear their PE kit to try fit in. On this occasion, this person was me.
Do you know what? I like it how I was like, poor person. He's like, and it was me, and I'm like,
I'd completely forgotten it was Mufti Day. At Pinner Train Station, I realised my mistake, but it was too late. I wore my PE kit that day, blue rugby shorts and white T-shirt. I looked like an extra from Billy Elliot. However, it was a good day. Teachers generally were less bothered, and lessons would involve making posters, watching a video, or pub quizzes. It was weird, actually, in our school, because we
pub quizzes at school?
Yeah, we did.
Isn't it just a quiz when you have it at school?
I think it was made to sound cooler by calling it a pub quiz. In fact, it was just a quiz. It was a school quiz. It wasn't a pub quiz
at
all.
Did he bring in an old man with a red face to sit in the corner?
No. What?
There's always one of them in pubs.
In pub quizzes.
Especially around here.
However, this Mufti Day was a political peace offering from the school to the pupils, as the following day was Open Day, which would involve many students, including myself, having to give up Saturday morning, showing prospective parents and future pupils about in full school uniform. I mean, like, we were in full school uniform, not the parents. Like, it wasn't required
that
at that stage.
It would be so weird if they come for an open day. It's like, right, to get you in the mood, you've got all wear the uniform, adult sizes over there.
No, it wasn't that.
Dad, that shirt's not quite fitting you.
No. It wasn't ideal waking up on a Saturday morning, early, to have to put on school uniform and travel into school. I was in my first year, though, and being still fairly new to the school, it was easy for teachers to get all the first years to do this kind of school event. We were also bribed in merits. By this I mean that if we helped out at Open Day, we would be rewarded with a small yellow merit card. This was the currency between teachers and pupils that held some value in the first couple of years. Do you know what I mean?
What could you get?
Nothing. It's, I suppose, like Scott Mills points. You would get...
How dare you compare them to my points?
Well...
My points are not worthless.
You would get rewarded a merit for good behaviour or some exceptional work.
Like stars.
Yes, like stars. Yeah. 5 merits, you would get some kind of super merit. 5 of those super merits and you would get a handshake from the head teacher.
Oh, brilliant.
Wow.
What, like they were the queen?
Well, yeah, it was deemed to be an honour.
We should do that. We should do Super Scott Mills for you, so eventually you get to give me a handshake. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
And generally be regarded as a don. This was a big deal when I was in years 7 to 9 at school. Open Day was an odd one. It was meant to be a representation of our school in full force. Graffiti was removed and everywhere was given a deep clean. Even our lockers didn't escape inspection, but me and my mates pre-empted this, removing anything that could get us into trouble to behind the lockers.
Oh no, did you have them magazines in there?
Honestly, others did. I didn't.
What? Bet you did though, because that's what you found in your locker on the...
No.
On
yes,
a previous episode.
Yes, but I didn't own that. That was inherited from a previous student.
Uh-huh.
What we had was a collection of... I shouldn't really be saying. We had a collection of, you know, like the lingerie section of catalogues.
Right.
My mate Simon loved... He had a collection of the like pictures off the lingerie section that he cut out and put in a book.
Yeah, he snipped out the pages of the lingerie, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were worried that that would be found, so we just removed that to behind the locker. We were Open Day ready, and parents and children were arriving at the school ready to be shown round. Everyone was on their best behaviour, and I was led over to the small group of 8 to 10 people that I would be showing round the school. I started my tour offering up facts about the school, which I completely made up. I'd been there less than a term, and to be honest, I didn't really know much about the school.
What did you make up?
Well, it was just facts, wasn't it? So I said, like, oh, and the school's been here since 5 AD. That kind of thing, you know what I mean?
5 AD?
Well, you know, just blagged it. And, you know, and you'd say famous pupils of the school that weren't.
Who did you say?
There. So, like, William the Conqueror.
Yeah, he sat in that seat. Wasn't he French?
Yes, he was, yes.
Did no one question you on that?
They were prospective students, you know, they didn't know any better. I showed them the canteen, took them on a walk to the sports hall and gave them a tour of the field. I continued the tour around the art block, into the music classrooms and outside to what I assumed at that point was the sick form common room. I led the tour inside and have to say, as far as common rooms went, it was pretty cool. It had a nice kitchen and living area with TV and PlayStation. It was a bit pokey, but the facilities were excellent. I led the tour upstairs and looked around. There were bedrooms. I was confused and wasn't sure how to explain why they were there. At that point, I heard a loud voice shout, "Oi!" I quickly realised it was a Goldilocks situation and the bear had arrived. I had accidentally taken the tour around the caretaker's house. The caretaker was rude and caused a scene.
I'm not surprised.
You're in his house.
Yeah. And as a teacher arrived to control the situation, another tour guide was ushered in to remove the tourist from the situation. It had been an innocent mistake. However, I was removed from tour guide duties and sent home. No bad result. Watford were playing that afternoon and I made kick-off. Lessons learned. When taking a tour, know where you're touring. For safety's sake, always keep a spare football shirt in your locker in case you ever forget it's Mufti Day. And don't hide stuff you don't want found in your locker behind the lockers. The teacher found Simon's collection of catalogue pictures behind the locker when tidying for Mufti Day, as we found out the following Monday when our merits were rescinded. Taken away.
Oh, no, you stripped of your merit.
Oh, did you never get a handshake off the headmaster?
I never got the handshake.
Did any of your mates get one?
They did, yes.
Did you ask them how it was? Was it like after they'd had it, you were like, oh, how was it for you?
I can't remember.
Was it a firm limp?
I don't know.
Did you do that weird little wiggly thing that some people do?
What's that?
Some people try and like sneakily like tickle your palm.
Was it a confusing
handshake? The one that doesn't speak is going to do it to you now.
Okay.
Oh, who does that? Who does that? Have you had this?
Yeah.
I've had that before.
So you basically, I suppose the way you describe it is you both link hands as if it's a handshake and the finger slips away and starts tickling you.
Yeah.
Who does that, really?
Headmasters.
You've both met royalty, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you slip a finger away and tickle?
Do that.
No, same with me and Prince Edward.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.